Welcome to Lights, Camera, Cocktails. I am Zenobia, and today we do not have Jason. Jason is off at Smashley in Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you to... Anyway, they're in Aruba, and they are, at this moment, getting shit-faced somewhere, so I'm gonna ask them what they're drinking.
We're about to do the same.
We're about to do the same, so I'm not even jelly. Yeah. So, today... As my co-host, I have one of my favorite people in the whole world, my good friend Joe. We went to college together, and this dude knows his shit. So when I had to find somebody to come in, I had to get Joe. Say what's up, Joe.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? I used to know some shit. I don't know. There's been some memory loss.
So you know some recently, shit.
But I know some shit.
You know some shit.
So hopefully I can... Make you proud.
This shit is... I'm excited.
Yeah. Woo. I'm excited. I'm excited for these drinks.
Oh my God. Are you ready to drink?
Yeah, I'm ready to drink.
So you guys, Black History Month is over and done with. It is about to be March Madness. So we decided that this month is going to be basketball month.
Hello.
And I let my good friend Joe here pick the fucking movie.
Well, kinda.
Kinda. But before we talk about the movie... Are you ready to drink?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So we have a slam dunk cocktail.
It looks like a slam dunk.
I hope it's a slam dunk. I've been making some good drinks, so I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So it's 2 ounces of whiskey. This is a Lights, Camera, Cocktail specialty because I added some shit. So you can put 1 ounce of cherry juice, but I put half an ounce of cherry juice and half an ounce of maraschino liqueur. Give us a little more alcohol.
Hell yeah.
You put 2 ounces of Coca-Cola and half an ounce of hard root beer. And we are drinking not your father's root beer.
It ain't your father's.
It ain't your father's root beer.
It might be your mother's, though.
I don't know. I gave a bottle to my dad today, so.
Yeah. My mom loves that stuff. She doesn't drink at all. So, like, she does, like, Malibu Bay Breezes. But every once in a while, she'll get a little nuts and have a not your father's root beer.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, cheers. Let's try this.
Cheers. It's not bad at all. It reminds me of something. I can't really tell, but...
I know you weren't here for this, but it kind of reminds me of the Dirty Roy Rogers that I made for Die Hard.
I don't know. It's working for me, so...
I didn't know how I was going to feel about the Not Your Father, because I'm not the biggest fan of just drinking. I feel like it's really sweet.
It is really sweet, but I think, you know, the fact that you're mixing it with some other stuff, I think it works.
It works.
Yeah.
All right.
Rock on.
Hey!
I'd say that is a slam dunk.
Boom. Right in the hole. Okay, so let's get a little bit of herstory, okay, about Not Your Father's Root Beer. A little bit. Not Your Father's Root Beer is made... with spices to give it its old-fashioned root beer taste.
Yeah, all
right. There you go, right?
I'm down with it. I'm tasting that.
You taste it?
Yeah, I taste notes of that.
It's like notes of that, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Shit him. So it was founded in 2010 by Tim Kovac. That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to call it.
All right, I'm down with that.
Good. You don't make me feel bad like Jason. Jason makes me feel like I get very.
Have you ever met
anxious.
The guy before? I don't even know his name.
Thank you. Fuck this dude. If you're not sending me free Not Your Father root beer.
We'll learn your last name, Tim. Just send us the goods.
Just send us the goods.
Yeah.
So in March 2015, the small town brewery bought Not Your Father's root beer. And in 2015, its 6-pack bottle was. Best-selling craft beer in the U.S.
It's considered a craft beer? Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see the novelty behind it. And trust me, like, I bought it myself. And, like, you know, my mom wanted to try it and all that stuff.
Did
so.
She make, like, adult floats with it?
No.
With some ice cream?
I doubt it.
Mama.
She bought a 6-pack about 4 years ago, and she still got 2 left, I think. It's a good thing. I don't know. You know.
I need to come out to Philly.
Oh, yeah. My mom doesn't cut loose like that. My dad, on the other hand, you know, we'll get a little wild. So you'll like my dad.
Okay. So let's talk about just root beer itself. Okay.
I love root beer. I don't really like to drink soda, but if I do drink soda, I would like to have a root beer. I don't know why.
I mean, when I drink root beer, it just reminds me of being a kid at Chuck E. Cheese.
Sure.
Like at a party. Yeah. And
it's a little watered down because the ice has been in there. And you're like, oh.
You run around and you come back and the only pitcher that's still there is like water and root beer. And I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I would get the root beer. Like root beer usually is not the first thing I pick, but it is good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. Okay, so root beer has been around since the 1840s.
Oh, really?
Different variations of it in North America and Europe.
What was it used as, like, you know, some sort of medicine?
I didn't see anything of it being any medicine.
I don't know. For some reason, it seems like that would be.
And a lot of the things when I do my history, I do find that they're like an elixir.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were drinking Coca-Cola and that was considered an elixir.
Well, exactly. I guess that's what I was getting at.
Yeah. So. But yeah, no, nothing about root beer except that it got really, really big in the 20s because of Prohibition. It being a non-alcoholic beer.
And it's still called beer. Yeah. You know, so it was tricking a few people.
Tricking, and it still gives you that kind of like hoppy kind of, maybe, I don't know.
Hoppy?
Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not a beer person.
That's all right.
Yeah. I haven't done anything. Oh, that's not true. I did do some on PBR, and I learned a little bit about them, but not how they make their shit. So that is what I got on Nacho Father's
Root Beer.
Okay, so before we get into this movie, do you want to tell people, like, you know, your background, who you are?
My background and who I am?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Besides being my awesome friend.
I mean, I don't know. How much should I tell them? All the weird shit?
No, not the weird shit. Not the weird shit. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean.
Just the professional shit.
Professional stuff. Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. well, living in Los Angeles, it's tough to not be a part of the film and TV industry, so. I mean, I moved out to California in 2008 and went to art school in San Francisco, where I met Z.
Yep. Came from Philly.
He's my
second favorite Philadelphian.
Which is fucked up.
I mean.
You never met the guy. He might be cool.
Here's the thing.
But you know I'm cool.
How about this? You're the first Philadelphian that I've met. You're on the top.
That's fair. All right. That's fair. Yeah. So, long story short, you know, San Francisco for multiple years, like 6-7 years, which was awesome. I love that place. And then down in L.A. and, you know, trying to do what most people do, write, direct. I'm working in production right now, but it's that time of year where nothing was really happening. Stuff's picking up now.
Yeah.
But it's Thursday night and
we about to drink and talk about a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
A good movie. A fun movie.
Yeah. You
know, a good 90s movie. I don't know, like. Yeah.
It just makes me want to just go to the beach.
Just tell them. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, tell them what movie you picked.
Should I just say anything about the backstory of how we got to that? Or
You know what?
I'll get to that. All right, so either way.
You can, yeah, tell them. Do you want me to tell them?
We're doing White Men Can't Jump.
Yes, we are.
Because it's very true. I can't jump. A lot of other white dudes can't jump. And Woody Harrelson can't jump.
He can't jump.
And it shows.
It does. Okay, all right. Yes, we're doing
white. But he can ball. Sorry. Yes. He can ball. I'll give him that. Very much so.
We'll get into his skills. But before we start this, I just want to apologize to all our listeners. The episode before this one, what is it? Lean On Me. I am so sorry that it is late. But this is the first time I'm doing all this shit by myself. This is like intense, you guys. And I had some technical difficulties on uploading it. But it will be uploaded as soon as... Don't you roll your eyes at me.
I got no sympathy.
It will be up as soon as I can get this shit together, okay? I love you guys. I am so sorry. I know Jason's like pissed at me, but he's not even thinking about it right now. He's probably shit-faced dancing with Smashley somewhere.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
And hey, you know, you're doing your thing. You're working. It's not like you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You know, everyone knows that.
I got this shit going, so here we go. So do you want me to hit you with the stats?
Bring them on.
Okay, so White Men Can't Jump came out March 27th, 1992. Okay? Its budget was $31 million, which in today's money is $55 million. And it made $90 million, which in today's money is $161 million.
Not bad for a basketball
movie. Yeah. Yeah, went to not-so-known stars.
They actually weren't that known at all at the time. I mean... Minor fame, but actually this film kind of jump-started them into like a whole different level of what they eventually became and are today.
So. And I mean, we did do Wesley Snipes.
You guys do Money Train, right?
We did do Money Train. Yeah.
Which is an awesome movie.
And we did New Jack City.
Oh, gotta love New Jack.
Yeah, so he's been on our show. So we don't even need to talk all about him. But, I mean,
He bleeds into everything.
He does, yeah. You know, I mean, New Jack City came out before this, so he was on his way up.
Sure.
And Woody was on Cheers.
Woody was on Cheers.
So. Cheers, playing Woody.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite shows.
No, are you kidding me? You
know, making your way a couple months ago,
I watched every episode of Cheers.
Oh my God, I have watched that entire series.
No. And it gets you. I don't know. Like it still hits on every emotion that like we feel today. I mean, I don't know. Shit's pretty universal.
Yeah, it's still a good show. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. Fucking watch it. Hilarious. So, Rotten Tomatoes. You ready for Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't look it up, and I don't really care.
That's okay. That's
you know what? They probably get bad. Probably got bad Rotten Tomatoes.
I like to look it up just to give people who maybe have not seen the movie.
No, absolutely. Hey, this is your job. This is what you're supposed to do. Yeah. I'm coming in here as the gunslinger.
Yeah. I mean, we don't abide by the Rotten Tomato scores.
No, but you still got to tell.
But I like to let y'all know what other people might say about this movie. So the critics gave it a 76%. Okay.
I actually thought it would do worse. But go ahead.
I thought it would be worse too. Yeah. And the audience gave it a 68%.
That's a little shocking.
Yeah.
I thought the audience would have risen above.
Yeah. Jason gets so pissed at when we talk about Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes.
There you go. He's like, what's up with you, audience?
That's for you, Jason.
I don't know if he's going to be on the Instagram. He doesn't have any service. But
yeah, hopefully he's out
He will watch it later, I'm sure. So, yeah, that's the stats.
Yeah, all right.
So, are you ready for the completely made up drinking game?
Yeah. I'm down.
I got theme songs.
Ooh.
I got theme songs for all our little stuff.
I love it.
Okay. So you take one drink. This is not like you finish your drink. This is like you take a sip.
Okay.
When someone makes fun of Billy for being white. What do they call him? You call him like Opie.
Oh, yeah. They call him Opie.
The Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Right? Like one of my motherfuckers in the Brady Bunch.
You look like the girl Cindy.
That's the one.
The youngest one.
Yeah, wait a minute, hold up. Why you laughing, man?
Yeah.
Cindy from the Brady Bunch.
Cindy. So. Oh yeah, that's right. Cindy, the youngest one in curls.
Exactly. That's Kadeem right there.
Yes.
And okay. Every time I see him, all I think about is A Different World.
That's. I mean, forever and ever.
I love that show. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but there we go.
We'll get to him.
Yeah, sure.
So, you take one drink when Hustle. Is said. You hustling me?
Holy shit.
Oh, what you hustling me?
Yeah.
I know you don't mind hustling.
What kind of hustle?
You got hustled.
All
right. Is this a hustle? I'm good at these games. I really am.
This is a good one. I mean, to get someone drunk, I mean, they make fun of him for being white quite often.
Yeah, like in the first 10 minutes.
Quite often.
All the time.
Because they're hustling. I mean, it's a hustler movie, too.
Yeah. So. I'm just saying, there was no drinking game for this. I looked. Because I was busy and I didn't really want to make up one, but I had to.
Is a drinking game called White Man Can't Drink?
Ooh.
There you go. That's a freebie.
Thank you.
But I don't know. I can drink. I don't know.
You can't. Well, I was about to say.
Time will only tell.
I'm like,
you guys will be the judge.
Irishmen and Italian men, they're known to fucking drink.
Yeah.
Scottish men, they throw that shit back.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Whiskey? I'm good.
So you take one drink when someone says, a mama joke.
That's good because there's a nice big clump of it, but then they kind of like...
They disperse them.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. And they're good ones too.
Hold on, what were you talking about, mother? When your mother's so poor, I seen her kicking can down the street. I said, what you doing? She said, moving.
Hey, your mama's so old, she used to drive chariots to high school.
Oh, shit. Your mama's so fat, she fell over, broke a leg, and gravy poured out.
There's actually a cool fun fact about your mama jokes.
What?
Kadeem.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to Bismarcky to get his best Yo Mama jokes, and they didn't get to put any of them in there because
they were too dirty.
They said it would have wound up being an NC-17 movie, but they appreciated that the whole cast and crew came in with Yo Mama jokes. So, and then your mom is an astronaut, which means nothing. But it just goes to show, like I kind of like that part of the movie too, like where
anything could be an insult.
Anything could be an insult, and he really took it as an insult. And it's like, calm the fuck down, like.
An astronaut is like the best thing you could probably tell you. Call your mom. She's smart.
Yeah.
She can go to space.
Yeah.
Or maybe
much.
They say she's high. Like your mom is an astronaut because she's high all the time. Maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, so. You take one drink when there's talk about money.
Billy, you lost all our fucking money?
$500, baby. And you can pick anybody out here.
Hey, give me your money.
Yeah, I'm getting us fucked.
Yeah. Up. I would say so, yeah. Well, there's always a lot of money flowing. Billy can't keep any money.
No money.
Sydney's always got some money going on.
Because he's got his side hustles.
Oh, yeah, he's got the side hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm only going to let you do that because you brought me money today, right? Isn't that what Rosie Perez says?
Yeah. a whopping $56 or something. I forget
what it was. Hey, man. In 1992, 62. How much was that?
Actually, that's true. I mean, that was a solid day's work to go play some basketball and make like $65.
That's like probably like $110.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, that's doable.
Hey.
Absolutely.
And they owed him $8,000?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, but that was a whole other thing. I mean, it was $3,000 that ballooned into $8,000.
Yeah, I would have gave you like $350 and been like, look, Rich, you lucky you got that $50.
Yeah.
Okay, so you... take one drink when someone says, in the zone. Are you in the zone? I'm in the zone. Oh, no. I'm in the zone.
I'm in the fucking zone.
I'm in the fucking zone.
I'm in the zone, man. Look, I'm in the fucking zone. They're pissed off. I'm in the zone.
And I'm actually taking a drink every time you read a rule.
I know. I like that.
There you go. Just getting into the spirit of it.
All right. Well, get ready. Take one drink when there's a sex scene.
Makes me think about making love to you. Makes me want to just take you and lock you up in a room. Make love to you over and over and over and over and over.
There, you know what? There's surprisingly...
There's at least three.
Yeah, there's three. Mm-hmm. Three or four, something like that.
Get some side titty action.
I would say some side boobs happening, for sure.
This is our third... Wesley Snipes movie where we see titties.
Hey, it was probably in his contract.
Back then, huh?
So we really had to fuck.
We saw.
And we need to see some side
boobs. We saw titties in New Jack City.
Yeah, oh,
we saw Jennifer Lopez titties in Money Train.
I know. Yeah, hey.
And we got.
She was at her best in Money Train.
They were both.
Well, yeah.
I mean, both of them, it's just, me and Jason were like, that is just a beautiful combination.
That's true.
Ugh. Okay. So you take one drink when there's talk about Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
Did Jeopardy call yet?
Mm-mm.
I love that because I love the fact that Jeopardy is in this movie. Because number one, I love Jeopardy. I love watching Jeopardy. I really do. I don't know why.
I hate it because it makes me just feel stupid as fuck.
No, but like I feel that I've gained some knowledge from watching all that Jeopardy. I don't know why, you know. But I just love trivia in general. And like my parents were the types that would... You know, they'd have dinner and then go downstairs and watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. You know,
who is Alex Trebek?
Exactly. Oh. And Trebek's the man. Is there a fun fact I could talk about Jeopardy right now?
Do you have a Jeopardy fun fact?
Yeah, with the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, there is a line in the movie where Rosie Perez gets on Jeopardy. It's her life's dream to get on Jeopardy. Yes. Somehow, Woody Harrelson finagles his way to get her on the lot, to get her in there and get on the show. And she fucking kills it.
Yes.
But
she's been studying.
She was studying hard. That's her thing. She studies. She knows all this random knowledge. And that's why I kind of connect with the Gloria character.
Mm-hmm.
One of the answers to the question was Mount Vesuvius. And she says Mount Suvius.
What is Mount Suvius?
Ooh, I better get a ruling on that one.
Oh, yeah, and they have to, like...
And they actually go to the judges, and they give her the okay, which they really shouldn't. I mean, that was a big fuck-up.
But her accent is so thick, they're like, well, maybe she's just not pronounced.
Exactly.
But she's saying the right thing.
So they gave her that one, but...
Then she was on a roll.
Yeah, but the other fun fact of it was, like, she obviously didn't mean to do that on purpose. But the director, Ron Shelton, said that he loved it and wouldn't shoot another take of it afterwards.
What?
So that was the only take they did of it.
I love it.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's just have some white guys there. Just act like you're judges. And he gives a thumbs up.
Yeah. Trebek. Hey, and that was Trebek, too. Like, you know, because he, you know, instinctively just rolled with it and asked the judges. I mean, hey, the dude's a J. I love Trebek, so that's another thing.
I'm going to give you some other Jeopardy facts after this, but so you take one drink when they make a shot. Yeah, we get it. Fucked
up. No. When they make a shot or anyone makes a shot?
No, just them.
All right, well, that's good.
Just them.
All right, because there's a lot of close games.
Yeah, no. All the other people, fuck those people.
Yeah,
all right. All right, so these are the ones when you finish your drinks. You don't have to finish your drink unless you want to. I'll make you another one.
Getting there.
You take one drink when Gloria gets on Jeopardy.
Love it.
Gloria.
What is a quahog?
Right.
I mean, you finish your drink when Gloria gets on Jeopardy. And you finish your drink when Billy dunks.
Nice.
White men can't jump.
White men can't jump.
You know how he actually dunked?
Yeah.
I'm sure you looked it up. I had to look it up too because, you know, in the movie you see him try and he gets pretty close, but you could still tell that he really can't do it.
Mm-hmm. do you want me to give you a fun fact on that right now?
Bring it on. I think your fun fact and my fun fact is the same, and it's a good one too.
It is most likely the same fact. Okay, so here is the fun fact. So the dunk was not real. It was not a 10 feet. It
was not a 10-foot dunk.
Not a 10-foot dunk. But it was actually a 9.5-foot dunk.
Correct.
Because he couldn't make it the 10. Because
he couldn't do it, yeah.
But, I mean, hey, that's still fucking... I don't think I could have. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
I can't.
But the thing about it is the way Wesley Snipes does it so effortlessly. He's like, oh, yeah, move out of the way. And, like, he doesn't even run. He just kind of, like, braces himself and then does, like, a two-step and then just pulls himself up.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Regulation? Yo, move out the way, man. I'll check it for you. Move out the way.
No one said if his stunts were real.
If his dunks?
Yeah.
I don't know if because apparently he's not a good basketball player.
Well.
He had a bad time. Well, he's a good athlete and bad basketball player. Not bad, but average. Okay. It's known, everything I was looking up, you know.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Okay, we're not there yet. You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck this shit.
I'm jumping the gun on everything.
I'm not going to, we're not following protocol because Jason's not here. This is the Zenobia motherfucking show featuring Joe.
All right.
Yeah, you're the feature.
Yeah, all right.
So, yeah.
I want to stick to your format, but...
I mean...
Hey, tell me to shut up at times.
The fuck up. There we go. I'm just joking.
You're the host.
You're right.
Yeah. No,
you're right.
Shut me down.
I'm sorry. It's weird not having Jason, you guys.
Sorry, Jason.
He's my buddy. Yeah. I miss my bro.
I'm trying.
You are. You're doing a good job. Doing a good job.
Thanks.
So, let's just start off with the director.
Okay.
What do you know about Ron Shelton?
It's funny because Ron Shelton actually does a lot of sports movies.
He does.
writing and directing.
He does. And he played 5 seasons in a minor league basketball team in Baltimore.
Yep.
Like he reached a higher level playing for the Red Wings, AAA International. I don't know what any of this shit means.
I
just feel like I'm mumbling.
No, that's all right. I mean, it just means that like he's a good basketball player.
He is a good basketball player.
Obviously not good enough to break it into the next level.
No, but I mean, yeah. He loves the game.
Well, that was the other thing too. Like he, for the auditions for the film, he made people come in and play.
Yeah.
And he does that for all of his movies, actually. Yeah. The first film he wrote and directed was Bull Durham.
Mm-hmm.
And he had dudes come in and... play baseball.
Okay.
And if they couldn't play baseball, they did not get the job. And that's how Costner eventually got the job. And same with Tim Robbins. I mean, like, they could actually play. And the same with this, because he said, like, it has to, you know, be natural. Like, if I can beat you,
mm-hmm.
you can't be, you know, these two guys in this film. You can't be those other two guys. That was,
Kevin Costner is a good baseball player?
Yeah. You kidding me? He's done some other...
I mean, Field of Dreams and
all the sports movies.
Well, like, Ron did Tin Cup, which I was
Tin Cup. I was going to get there. Yeah, exactly.
Which okay, you,
I love Tin Cup.
Do you know how much I hate Kevin Costner? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Realize that.
Really? Oh, this is great. I'm learning. I feel like I know a lot about you, but I didn't ever knew you.
We've known each other for like 10 years.
About 11 years.
11 years. Yes. Yeah. So, I hate Kevin Costner. Mm. He is like one of the worst. To me, like, every time I see him, I just see Kevin Costner in playing baseball, or if he's surrounded by water, or if he's delivering mail,
Waterworld sucks.
Or fucking hanging out with Indians. It doesn't matter what the fuck he's doing. It's just, like, Kevin Costner.
He's Robin Hood.
It's awful!
I don't know.
I know Morgan Freeman in it, and I can't even.
But the one thing I'll give you on that it's awful is he's the only dude in the whole movie with no
accent. No, that's accent. Because he couldn't do it. Yeah, I know that fun fact.
But I love that movie. I don't know. Whole other thing.
Okay, yeah. Well, just know that there will be no Kevin Costner show on here. Or if there is, there's no Kevin Costner show with me on here. Right. I'll take a break.
So maybe me and Jason will do a Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
You guys can do it.
All right.
And I'll have the night off.
You know what you're going to miss out on? Rickman?
Nothing.
Rickman?
Nothing I care about.
Morgan Freeman? Yeah.
So? And you guys got to come up with your own fucking drink. I'm not doing it.
It'll be a mead of sorts.
So other than all these other Kevin Costner movies we fucking talk about, he did Hollywood Homicide in 2003. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember it, yeah.
I actually like that one.
Yeah, I was indifferent, I would call it.
But. And Just Getting Started in 2017, I have not seen. But that shows that he's still moving and shaking.
Yeah, but you are missing one of his...
Well,
credits.
Yeah, I'm not done. Those are just things that he's directed. But he is also a writer, and he wrote this movie as well.
He also directed Played to the Bone.
Okay.
I know that for sure.
There you go. You got any other movie? Throw it out there.
No, I mean, well, that's about it. Like, he does have, like a smaller, you know, filmography, but, like, it's...
Mm-hmm.
He kind of sticks to his own shtick. You know? He does some sports movies. Oh, and Cobb. I don't know if you've ever seen Cobb. I don't know if you like baseball or not. No. Tommy Lee Jones as Ty Cobb. It's pretty fucking awesome.
You had me at Tommy Lee Jones.
It's killer. Yeah. I don't know. This is from like 94 or 5 or something like that. But I love that movie. I don't know why. You know what? There's boobs in that too. Maybe that's a Ron Shelton thing. Maybe he makes sure he always has some side boob.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, who doesn't like side boob? Yeah. Okay.
But that's like basically his directing.
Yeah. Directing. Yeah. He did write The Great White Hope. You remember that with Samuel L. 1996?
And Damon Wayans, right?
And Damon Wayans. Oh, yeah. That movie was... That was good. Yeah. He was like a crazy, like, Don King.
Yeah. Yeah, the promoter.
Yeah. He wrote Under Fire in 1983. And he wrote Blue Chips in 1994.
Oh, wait. What's Blue Chips?
Blue Chips... is the movie that Joe picked before we did this movie.
Blue Chips is my favorite basketball movie. Not that I have like a huge list.
He did not have a huge list, but like literally I was just like,
but I love Blue Chips.
You can pick any basketball movie you want. And he was like, immediately was like, Blue Chips. And I was like, I've never seen or heard of this. And I watched it.
It's a really good movie.
And it was good. You guys should watch it. You get to see Shaq, young Shaq. And,
Penny Hardaway.
And they're not too bad. They're not too bad.
Shaq. No, I mean, that's actually Shaq's best acting, I think. You know,
I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was playing
himself. It was the only time that he wasn't, like, trying to...
Yeah, he was just so cute and smiling tall as fuck.
A fucking kid.
Yeah. So, after watching that and I realized that everybody I asked had never seen it, we moved on to a movie that more of you guys might have known. But if you do want to watch Blue Chips, watch it.
Check it out. Yeah, it's a good call.
But that is literally why I saw that. I was like, this motherfucker.
But I thought you were going to say that, but there's also one more movie.
Give it to me.
That he wrote that you didn't see?
This one.
See? Bad Boys 2.
What? I did not see that.
Yeah.
Bad Boys 2.
He wrote Bad Boys 2, yeah.
With my boo-boo?
Yeah.
Are you excited for Bad Boys 3?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Like, those are amazing movies.
There's even a 4 in the works, too, already. They got to get that money before they get old.
Of course.
Okay. I got another fun fact about Ron before we can move on.
Bring it on.
So, he pulls from his real life.
Yeah.
On some parts of his scripts.
Yeah.
So, one thing that inspired him was... when he was a kid and he went to the courts one day and he got there and the gate was chained up and he asked somebody like, what the fuck's going on? And they're like, oh, so-and-so, he got in a fight and he went to his car and got a gun out of the glove compartment and shot so-and-so and dead.
Nah, fuck this. Both you motherfuckers are crazy. I'm going to my car, get my other gun, shoot everybody's ass.
And so they couldn't play basketball there. And he took that. And that is kind of the inspiration for the scene we see where the guy who is, he's a real basketball player, isn't he?
Yeah. Marquise Johnson.
Yeah. Marquise Johnson.
I forgot
Johnson.
His name. So I just had to look it up.
Marquise Johnson.
He did a really good job. That was a good acting job.
He did. Cause he was just
for
like,
a basketball player. Yeah. Well, I mean, not, I'm sorry. Any basketball players out there, but yeah.
He did.
What was his character name? Raymond.
Raymond. Raymond's dumbass. He doesn't have
He's one of my favorite characters. You kidding me?
He doesn't have enough money to bet on this basketball game, so he's like, I'm just going to go to my car. I'll be right back. I'll go get the money.
Out of the glove box.
But really, he just go gets his gun and his ski mask, walks around the corner, tries to rob a liquor store that he goes,
that he goes to every day.
Where the dude's like, Raymond, take that shit off. And then he sells his gun to the store clerk to get some money to play the basketball game.
Hey, look, man, you need you a good gun, man, because there's some crazy motherfuckers walking around this neighborhood a lot crazier than me. Give me $300.
That is pretty funny.
It's pretty genius.
That was. He was like, look at this. You got this store. People could come and rob you. You need a gun.
Some crazy motherfuckers out here. Crazier than me.
Crazier than me. And when I read that, I thought that was funny. I mean, obviously, the guy didn't go to the...
Yeah, sure.
But... it was a good spin on that to make it less dramatic, where he comes back and he actually... I mean, he does come back and...
He doesn't shoot. You don't hear any gunshots. It's very lighthearted because the 90s music kicks in and they jump over the fence.
And Rosie peers out.
Yeah, they peel out in the Cutlass or whatever kind of car he has. You know. So they do make light of stuff like that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Which isn't lighthearted, but...
But, I mean, it could have been worse.
Yeah, it could have been a dramatic moment where then, like, that's brought up. Well, and then eventually you see Raymond for the rest of the movie, too. Like,
he's
in the
tournament.
In the tournament at the end. You see him in the stands fucking cheering.
And he's like, how they let this guy? He was just on parole.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, Raymond's a great character.
Raymond. All right, so let's move on to Robert, who is... I don't know how to say his name, so...
Oh, yeah, no. You know what? He's got such a tough name, but he's in a bunch of stuff.
Say it.
I mean, I'll say Silk, just because it's C-Y-L-K. Silk Cozart.
That sounds so right.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it sounds silky smooth.
Silky smooth.
So we'll keep it with that. Even if it's not his right name,
that's...
I apologize,
what we're about to
call... but change your name to Silk.
Silk. Yeah. After been in the industry for like 30 years, you change your name.
Change
to
your name
Silk.
To Silk.
Okay, so Silky, that's what I'm gonna call him.
Silky Smooth
has been in 30 films and more than 20 TV shows, including Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Do you remember that episode?
Mm-mm. But he was like one of those 90s staples. He was in fucking everything.
Yeah.
Like Con Air, but go ahead. Tell me the Fresh Prince one.
It was the episode where Tyra Banks is dating. She's dating him, and he's like a football jock. And Will gets jealous because she's walking around with him and all this bullshit. And so he challenges Will to a drinking competition.
Remember? Oh, shit.
You remember?
Yeah,
and he's and they're sitting there knocking it back, and Will gets like fucking crazy drunk, and... she leaves, and Carlton's like, man, you just drink too much. Stay here. I'll be back. And then he, like, stumbles off, and he, like, falls asleep in a graveyard.
I don't remember that part of it.
I'm pretty sure.
You're probably right.
The graveyard part might not be right, but everything else I do remember is right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably the first thing I ever saw the motherfucker in.
Yeah, but, I mean, God, there's... Oh, God, I gotta look it up real quick. I mean, but, like, he's just... he's always there, like, because it's not like he's like in the background as like these auxiliary characters. Like, he's got like these prominent features that, you know, they at least put him in.
He does. He's a good looking. Yeah.
He's a good looking dude. I'll give him that.
Good looking dude. He was also...
well, hold on a sec. I got to cut you off because he was just announced to be in Sacagawea, The Wind Catcher.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but I had to say because it's the first thing that he's got going on right now.
You're like, stop it.
Stop the presses. It sounds...
Sacagawea?
Sacagawea. Yeah.
Jawea?
Sacagawea.
Jawea?
You know, like the gold coins?
It's Jawea.
Sacagawea. I don't know. I'm from Philly, so I say Sacagawea.
I'm... Wea? I am a third Indian. No.
I'm not.
I don't know if it's a third.
Hey,
it's probably like, I am 0.3% Indian and it's Sacagawea. I don't know.
But this dude's been in so much stuff. You know, Slam Dunk Ernest. You know, how do you go wrong with that?
What is that?
I mean, it's the Ernest
movie?
The Ernest basketball movie, which I was going to drop that on you instead, but you know, I didn't really want to.
He was in Saved by the Bell. I don't remember.
227.
Yeah.
Amen.
He was in Hot Shots.
Yeah.
And he did a Living Single.
Yeah. I love that show.
Me too.
Me and my sister watch that shit all the time.
Oh my god! And dude, it's on fucking Hulu. I like watch the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. God, I haven't.
We are living.
Haven't seen it since.
Single,
not this
kind of world. I'm sorry.
No, 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 rock it out. Hey, I mean.
I'm glad I got my lyrics, girls. So. I keep my head up. What? Keep my head up. That's right. And Silky was in Blue Chips.
He was in Blue Chips.
It was showing up everywhere, man. And I was like, dang, he's going to kill
and
me.
I got to say, like, hey, but that just gives us this moment. Like, yeah. It's true. A lot of people don't know what Blue Chips is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great film. And
watch it.
I don't know. Like, there is still some social statement in there, or, you know, at least when it comes to, you know, sports, college sports and, you know, students and how they get taken advantage of. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'll politic very shortly, but, like, how they should get paid.
Yeah.
They only get paid millions of dollars.
Literally.
But they could still make, like, $500 a week.
Literally, I was so, like, at the end of the movie, I was just like, I'm just real mad. Yeah. Like, I'm just real mad at all the way. And I came in, I already mad at that shit.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you play, you should have a nest egg saved away for how many seasons you played.
Sure, and you
if
can't you, touch it.
And if you graduate, when you graduate, you get your money. If you don't graduate, you don't get the fucking money. But if you graduate, you get your money.
I'm down with it.
And you walk away, and now you're not, like,
not only
living
that,
in poverty. Yeah. And people are playing your character on video games.
Sure, because a lot of those guys aren't going to go to the NBA.
Yeah.
So, like, what's wrong? Up. Yeah, what's wrong with, you know, hooking them up with 100 grand or, like, whatever? Because, I mean, ultimately, these schools are making shit tons of money. I mean, sure, the small schools Billions. Aren't going to be able to compete in that respect. But, like, it's got to take a step someplace. I don't know.
But, yeah.
Ran over.
I get you.
That's why I don't watch college sports.
It's all fucked.
Oh, it's March Madness. Hey! It's a March Madness episode. Hey! Watch March Madness.
I'm going to edit it.
Or watch White Men Can't Jump.
Watch that.
And Blue Chips.
So, Roberts, he is the guy who hustles Wesley and, Sydney and Billy, but then really ends up being in on it with Sydney.
Yeah, he only hustles Billy.
Yeah.
He only hustles Woody Harrelson.
But you think that he's hustling both of them. Sure. But really, if you do pay attention.
He's always got a gun.
Well.
He's like a security.
Venice Beach, man.
No,
I don't know.
No, but he's a security guard at like CBS or something. Or was it ABC?
Like, it's something like that.
Jeopardy. I think Jeopardy's ABC. So I don't know like where they shoot
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but that's how Gloria gets on to Jeopardy is
through this dude.
Silk.
Which we'll is Silky. Yeah. Yeah, no, he did a good job. Yeah. He is a good basketball player, or at least they made him look
good. He seemed it.
Good.
Yeah, but they made Wesley Snipes look good, too.
Doesn't he have some good lines? What's he say?
I don't know. I don't know if he has any good lines.
Where he's, like, yelling at him, and they kiss him.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, he does kiss Woody Harrelson, like, after, like, he wins after and, like, all wins. This stuff. But, like, one of my other favorite parts of the movie is when they're, like, talking about how they're going to bet and all this stuff, and, you know, one of these guys grabs the money and the necklace that they're betting, and Silky fucking grips the dude up, and I don't know if it's in the script or not, but the dude that got gripped up, you could see it in his eyes that like
oh,
that
shit.
Has happened before, like, and it like literally made me laugh out loud, and I'm like, holy shit, like,
that's real talk.
It was real talk, you know. Nice. Can't be. I mean, hey, it was like $2,000 and a fucking necklace, you know.
Don't fuck with
a CZ, you know. It wasn't a real diamond. But, you know.
It was not a real diamond. And I knew he was a dog. I told you. She's all yelling at her. I told you. Came over and asked you, let me get your necklace real quick, baby.
Come on, baby.
Then I'll take you to Sizzler. Was it Sizzler?
No. Well, no, that was
earlier. That was the other. We going to Sizzler.
We going to Sizzler. They still have Sizzlers. Actually, I think there's one on like La Brea or something that I passed, and I'm like,
should we go to Sizzler's tonight? You want to go to Sizzler? We gonna sizzle.
We gonna sizzle. Yeah, no, I mean, shit, I haven't been to Sizzler since I was like maybe like 4 or 5.
You know?
So why not?
It's been since I was probably like 12.
What kind of food do they have? Is it just like just like regular shit, right?
I don't know.
I don't know, like American fare?
I don't know. All right. That's my only problem. No. Okay, so let's move on to basketball player turned actor. Do you know who I'm talking about? But he's more known for acting than he is for basketball.
No. I was going to go with Kareem.
Dwayne Martin.
Yeah.
Willie. What, in this? Willie Lewis? What's his name? Martin? Oh, I'm fucking buzzed. Already. I haven't even finished this drink.
It is a little strong, but.
It's a slam dunk.
Oh, he's in this movie. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there were a few real basketball players.
But you know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh. That was one of our sponsors.
Sponsored by
Centrelli's.
Centrelli's Chandeliers. If you have a ceiling and you need some light, give them a call. And they'll be there tonight. Ooh, that was a good one, Chico.
That was good. I don't know where the fuck that Spanish advertisement came from.
Mute your shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, I have, like, some decent basketball knowledge, but a lot of these basketball players, like, I, you know.
No, but he's an actor.
Wait, who is it?
Go.
Is he? He's in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Dwayne Martin?
That's what I said.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at it right now. Oh, he was signed. He was signed by the Knicks in 1989.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was five.
I said he was an actor.
Yeah, but
I said he's really an actor. Okay, well, Dwayne Martin, let's go with it. I thought you would be able to guess it, but
hey, no.
Yes, you can.
I thought you were just talking about like other.
No, he's not a real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
He was one of the friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He is best friends with the Smiths, Will and Jada. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, anytime I can shout my boo-boo out, I do.
Mm.
And
like, you know who he's married to?
Yes.
Oh, bring on. Sorry. I guess you're right. I just saw it real quickly.
Let me give you some fun facts, and then you hit me with what you got.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey.
All right.
Hey, no.
I'm going to shoot it down. So, he... like we said, he really can't play basketball, and he had a short career in the NBA playing for the Knicks and was married to Tisha Campbell for 27 years, but they are split now.
So. Damn, Gina!
Gina left that fool.
Mm-hmm. She's Why is he the fool?
Get the stepping.
Maybe Gina's the fool.
Well, then he told her to get the stepping. I don't know.
It's true.
I don't know.
Nothing at all. I'm getting in there.
I know. I know nothing about their real lives.
Yeah,
But they... they're not together anymore. He was in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as well. And he was in Scream 2. And he was in Scream 2.
I remember him Fresh Prince, though.
But really, the thing that I remember him for is Above the Rim in 1994. Do you remember Above the Rim?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I never knew that he was a real basketball player. I just thought he was just really good at basketball. Because, you know, he's been in quite a few sports movies. He's also been in other things.
Oh, yeah?
Like, you might recognize him from the I'll Make Love to You video.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I'll make love to you.
And that's what I was trying to figure out, where the fuck I knew him from. The guy with the security systems.
Yep. And I'll hold you tight.
Here's my personal number. You can call me that anytime.
He's so cute and
he was pretty smooth.
In 1994, he was looking good.
It's true. If I was that chick, I would have called too.
Because I'll make love to you.
And a nice little side note on that, you know, with some Boys to Men. Boys to Men was on the soundtrack.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. Simpin.
Oh!
Simpin made the White Man Can't Jump soundtrack.
Okay.
And actually, I did look it up.
Ooh.
I'm just wondering how much it would cost to get a copy of it.
Well.
And it's on Amazon right now for $5.50 for an audio cassette.
I have a cassette player.
You got a cassette player?
It's part of my record player.
Of your stereo system?
Yeah, you remember my record player?
It was a fucking monstrosity.
Huge.
It was great. It was like a part of the house. It was part of the family.
Yeah, well, there's the tape deck on the side.
It only got three stars. Three stars. Audio cassette. Hey.
That's because it's a cassette.
Well, I don't know, maybe. But
I don't know. The soundtrack was good to me. I like
Yo, Simpin' Ain't Easy.
I like the old guys that sing on the beach.
Yeah, no, so do I. Just a closer walk with me. Do, do, And it was weird because at first I felt like a dick because I saw him and was like, oh shit, is that Harry Belafonte? But it's not Harry Belafonte.
No, it's just like these three, they're called the Riffs, I think they are. Yeah, and
they're all musicians.
Yeah, they've been seen in other things. But you know who I saw that just made me so happy that most people who are not from here would not know?
Bring it on.
The dude, the king of Venice Beach, anytime I go there, the black dude on skates playing the guitar.
Yeah.
He has been there forever. If this movie came out, what did I say, 92? He was there before that.
Yeah.
And this dude is always singing and skating down Venice Beach whenever I go. And I go quite often, especially in the summertime.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
think about that. Like, how great of a life.
I'm about to take a picture with him next time because I actually saw him in something. I was watching an episode of Top Model and he came and gave them their clue for whatever it was. And I was like, this fucking dude, I see him everywhere. He's famous. He's Mr. fucking Venice Beach.
True.
Go to Venice Beach, you guys. It's a really cool beach.
It is cool.
It is.
I like Venice.
I love it. Yeah. It is fun. You can smoke weed. Yeah. There's good food.
Good food, good art.
Good art, cheap clothing and stuff.
And basketball courts.
And Muscle Beach.
Throw down. Yeah. I actually worked on a commercial with Jon Favreau, and that's what he would do on his breaks, would play with the kids
on the court.
On the courts, yeah. So
I rode a bike on the court the last time I was over there. Me and Caitlin, we rented some bikes. She had never been. She's Canadian. What's up, Caitlin? We rented some bikes in Venice, and we just rode around in them. We stopped by the Muscle Beach dudes who are all glistening and taking pictures
with banana hammocks galore.
Yeah, all super tan.
Oiled up.
All right. But Dwayne, he was in one more video. I doubt you can remember. I doubt you know, but I'm going to say it though.
I probably don't. So.
He was in Will Smith's Will 2K in 1999. He's in that video.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he was also in the show that was produced by Will and Jada, All of Us. Do you remember that one?
I don't.
It was like a UPN show, I think. So if you're not black, then you didn't watch it.
Grew up in Philadelphia.
That's not true. You did just say you watch.
I watched 227 and
227 and Living Single.
Living
I'll
Single
give you that.
And I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see color, and that's what that's what this movie's all about. We don't see color. You know, we bring white and black together.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, always. Actually, I never even really think about it. So
you don't think about me being black?
No.
You don't be like, that's my black. I got a black friend. Her name is Zenobia.
No, that's fucking weird to say.
People
to
say, I don't know. White people say weird shit.
I have a black friend.
I am not racist. I have one black friend I talk to twice a year.
My first friend ever, I think, was black. My mom, there's a picture of me pushing some kid on fucking swings.
Some little
swings.
Black kid on
the swing. Yeah, I don't know, I was like 3 or 4. My mom's like, oh, that was your first friend. I was like, what was his name? She's like, I don't know, it was like Andrew or something. I'm like,
he's like Keyshawn, you know?
Yeah. Hey, it was down the shore, down the Jersey Shore. I was pushing some kid.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't see color.
Fuck my first best friend was white, so there you go.
Hey.
Mexican, really. All right. let's move on to Junior. Do you know who Junior is? I'm talking about this character named Junior.
Oh, bring it on. Let's
see him.
Oh, Kadeem. Yeah. I forgot his name is Junior. I'm forgetting the character names. Yeah, no, a different world. With those flip up fucking shades.
He is absolutely known for It's a Different World, which, if you haven't seen it, you need to. It's a great show. I think it's on Hulu.
Yeah, you came in. That's how I thought my college experience was going to be like. I don't know why.
It wasn't, huh? No.
It wasn't. Not at all. I mean, granted, that's like 19.
I met you.
Yeah, no, hey.
We had a good time.
It's a different world in San Francisco.
It was
a
totally different world.
Yeah. Weirdos.
I did think.
In the best possible way.
I did think college was going to be like that.
Yeah, right.
There was another one I thought it was going to be like. I can't remember, but I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be, I was hoping it was going to be like Accepted. You remember that movie?
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, I just hope it's just like this holy weird shit, art school that we just could do whatever we want. Or Fame. Fame was probably the number one. I was like, I just hope everyone just starts busting out singing.
Yeah, not me.
No.
I don't know. Hey, you know.
That's okay. You sing with me sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
So, yes, like we said, he was on a different world, and he was Dwayne Wayne for 6 seasons, and he even started the Dwayne Wayne glasses, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
That spread iconic through the 90s worldwide.
Fucking iconic, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. You just use a little flippy, you could see, and you put it down, and you got some sunglasses.
I couldn't pull them off. You know what? I think I tried once, and like someone looked at me, and I was like, oh.
I'm going to have to get me some. I think I could pull them off.
Yeah, God, you could probably get them at that $5 we're closing tomorrow store that's been open for the past 6 years.
Never, ever closed.
Yeah.
Hurry up, come in. I like him. I think he is a great actor. He's played a lot of different type of characters in his career. I would call him a journeyman actor, which Jason would say if he was here.
Oh, is that Jason Singh?
That's one of his.
The journeyman.
He's
what we call a journeyman actor.
Yes, yes. That's what we call a journeyman.
Kadeem Hardison. You know?
Yeah.
He kind of has been around.
He's been around forever, but like we said, Different World is probably his biggest break.
Yeah.
He just fucking. What do you like to him in? Let's see. Besides a Different World.
I don't know. I'm looking right now. And
I did like him in. Is it Showtime? Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Not Showtime. Showtime. With Eddie Murphy? He's in a lot of things. He's this fucking very funny dude. But then I think I've seen him in something super dark too, like Oz or something, like where he was like.
Well, I mean.
Was he in Oz?
No, he wasn't in Oz, but I'm just seeing Vampire in Brooklyn. There we go.
Yeah, you're so right. Yeah. He kept falling apart. Shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You're so right. That just pinpointed it.
Hey,
he
was in Just Shoot Me. I mean, these are all weird, random ass shit.
This dude gets his.
Showtime. You're right. 2002. Showtime. Yeah. I don't know Showtime.
What? Robert De Niro? Eddie Murphy?
No. Oh.
Robert De Niro is like a real cop, and Eddie Murphy is like a TV cop or whatever. And he's like, they're trying to do like a reality show, like fake cop, real cop.
Now that I'm seeing like the poster for it,
yeah.
I love this shit.
No people talk about it, but I fucking love that. I love that shit. I think it's hilarious. Robert De Niro, he is very funny. His timing is great when he does his shit. And we haven't done a De Niro movie yet.
No?
Nah.
Hmm. I mean, off the top of your head, like, what's your favorite? Or what's your favorite, like, De Niro character?
Casino.
Yeah, Rothstein.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, Ace.
Yeah, I mean, all right.
Is that a good one? What would you say?
I don't know. King of Comedy.
Ooh, you're the first one to show me that. You legit came into my dorm room.
Yeah.
And you're like, we should watch this. And I was like, what is this?
Everyone says that too.
You're like, you just watch it. And we legit watched it and it was funny.
De Niro, Jerry Lewis. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Two words, Rupert Pupkin. Who the fuck has a name of Rupert Pupkin?
I don't know. Yes.
The funniest name I think in any movie ever.
So that's the Robin De Niro movie you'd pick?
It's one of my favorites for sure.
What about like Godfather 2?
Yeah, I mean, he's good in that, but like if I were to pick...
He speaks all Italian.
Hey, no, I get it. But if I had to pick like one of those like, Scorsese movies, I'd probably go with like Mean Streets because he was a fucking asshole. He was a dick. He was the biggest dick.
And he was super young.
Yeah. Johnny Boy. Fucking standing on pool tables and trying to kick people. And
he didn't give two shits.
Well, he's like, he caught it in the end.
He was like Joe Pesci before Joe Pesci.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like the Joe Pesci in Casino where he's just like a fucking loose cannon kind of dude. I really wanted to. Okay, I'd also pick Goodfellas too.
Because how do you go wrong?
Stop doing these fucking drugs and messing with your head. I can't use this shit. He's all pissed. Anyway, before I get on a tangent of one of my movies, that movie does alternate between like my top 5 movies. It comes in and out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey. Or Goodfellas,
yeah.
They're like, to me, I feel like they're Kill Bill 1 and 2. Like, they're connected, but not connected.
Well, Kill Bill 1 and 2 is very connected.
I know they are connected.
But I know, I get what you're saying.
Fuck you. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
All right. So let's move on. Let's move on to the ladies.
Ooh, the ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Well, are you going to talk about who was meant for these roles?
Ooh, okay. How about you start? You pick which lady you want to talk about, and let's go.
Well, how can I not talk about Rosie Perez?
Okay, then let's talk about Rosie.
Well, I guess the first two people that were supposed to be, they wanted her before anyone else was Holly Hunter and Rosanna Arquette. Rosanna Arquette, right?
Rosanna, the one from Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah, and she was True Romance, or no?
No, that's her sister.
Oh yeah, no, that's Patricia.
That's Patricia.
Yeah, no, Rosanna Arquette.
We literally, Pulp Fiction just went through this with the Arquettes. And I was like, yeah, two Arquettes are in this movie. And he was like, who? I was like,
brother.
Who's not her brother anymore. Exactly. Well, he's passed. She's passed, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, what? Yeah.
But not only that, so Fox actually had an issue with Rosie Perez.
Because of her accent?
Because she was Puerto Rican. I mean, yeah, so I guess the accent, like, kind of.
To be honest with you, I kind of see, like, if they, I guess she can't act. Not Rosie.
What? I was like, get out of here. Rosie. She killed it.
I'm talking about, like, she reminds me of, like, a Paula Abdul, like, but Paula's not an actress, so I don't know who would take that role. The two you named just don't fit to me, but it would.
I mean, at the time, there were bankable names, you know, but the two people who... They actually talked to the studio and told them to back off because they said that, you know, Billy's character wouldn't have a Puerto Rican girlfriend. And you know who stopped it? Woody and Wesley.
They're like...
And they said, back the fuck off.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
They were just mad because she was Puerto Rican. They were like, we already have a black and a white. We can't have the Puerto Rican, too.
Exactly. So... But she killed it. She killed it in the audition. So like that's.
I don't see her being in love with Billy, but.
But why not?
Because.
Come on, there's that intangible in any sort of relationship where you can look at two people and you're like, "How the fuck are they together?"
You know what?
What keeps them together? Like I don't know.
You know what? I think
it's very shallow, but you know.
They are just very. I. Thought about it, and I think that you're right because of one thing he said.
What's that?
While they're laying in bed, he's like, she tells him he stinks, and he's like, all right, stay, don't you move.
Don't move. Hold that thought. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to put my mouth where this money is. Hang on, right here.
And I'm going to kiss you where this money is, which is between her.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth
is. Oh, where my mouth is, yes. Exactly. And I was like, okay. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That sounds like something that would keep someone around for a while.
Yeah.
Why not? Hey, man.
Hey.
Play
on, Woody.
As we know, Rosie Perez is from Brooklyn. Brooklyn, stand up. I don't know. I've been to Brooklyn.
You've been to Brooklyn.
I have.
I've been to Brooklyn.
I have.
Yeah. I like Brooklyn.
Shout out to Helen. Yeah. Okay. It's
my favorite borough.
And she kept her heavy accent. Like, she didn't get rid of it.
Oh, yeah, no. Kidding me? I always had a crush on Rosie Perez. I don't know why. Because, like, she just always seemed like she didn't give a fuck.
She's just an adorable-looking cop. Right? Yeah. Do you know what it's like? Yeah. A Pineapple Express. When she gets out of the car, he's like, what an adorable-looking cop. I think the reason why I love her so much is because a movie we haven't done yet, but Do the Right Thing. The intro to that movie... That bitch is getting
fucking working it.
That's
true.
And you know why she was working it? Because cocaine? Rosie. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't read anything about that.
I don't think so. That seemed like soul right there.
That was like just straight up just the love of dance. She's just in sweaty as fuck. Yeah. Okay. So Rosie was a soul train dancer during the 80s. Oh. So she did get her dancing on, but later became a choreographer for music videos.
Okay.
For people like Bobby Brown, Diana Ross, and LL Cool J. I haven't done a horn sound in a minute. So she, that's how she got her groove. She didn't do any dancing in this movie, but I felt the dancing coming.
She did a lot of reading.
She did a lot of reading.
Yeah.
And drinking.
And drinking.
She's drinking on the fly.
Sneakily drink, yeah.
They didn't dive into that.
They really didn't dive into that, which is weird because, you know, she does sneak booze, but it's also, like, right there. So it's not like it's hidden. It's known that it's there.
She doesn't want him to lose money, and he doesn't want her to drink. So
yeah.
Maybe she's a bad drunk.
Maybe. Maybe that's how they got in all that trouble in the first place.
She's like, I'm thirsty. It was her fault, though, right?
Yeah, so to bring it back, I mean, to anyone that hasn't seen the movie, apparently this is what happened. This is why
they owe
Woody money. Needs money and she needs money is that she bought a car for $3,000, which was a piece of shit, so didn't pay, and apparently that ballooned up to $8,000 of the VIG, we'll call it.
Well, because she bought a car from not the best people. Most likely it was stolen.
And to get on that, yeah. So can we talk about these guys in the movie? The guys that are after them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I always thought it was kind of funny that, you know, they roll around with a picture book of the people that they kill.
I thought the same
thing. Yeah, I'm going to show you something. This is what happens to people who don't come through. You see these? Huh? Look at the Polaroids.
Because I was like, who keeps evidence on them of all the bodies? But we find that they're not real bodies.
Yeah, they don't kill anyone.
They don't kill anyone.
They're a bunch of pussies, which is a good thing. It kind of like goes back into the 90s thing. So basically, you know, they always intimidate these people with pictures of the people that they killed.
You see this guy right here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Killed him because he owed me money.
Exactly. But when people would pay them, maybe not the full amount or whatever, they would take a picture like they were dead and put them in the book. Yeah. It's like, wow, like, what a whole bunch of weird evidence to be just hanging around.
But then the cops see it and they're like,
oh, all these motherfuckers are alive.
What if, like, Woody owes him money again and they kill him again? Like, he's in the book twice.
Well, knowing Billy, it would be that way.
It would be that way.
Well, I don't know. At the end, you know, he kind of switches gears, like, you know, changes into a new person. Everyone changes a little bit.
The end is not what I remember. I hadn't seen this movie in a long time until you told me to.
That's fair.
You picked this movie, but I thought that everything went right and Rosie like left with them. But
so did I. Like,
does it?
Well, I mean, I knew that wasn't the case because I've seen it recently before I even said that, you know, we should use this movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I kind of thought that they were going to get back together. But like, you know, she becomes her own person and moves on.
Well,
and
she doesn't need him. She's going to be on Jeopardy. She was on it and she won. So she has to go back again. So she's going to win some more money.
Fucking tournament of champions.
Ooh.
She killed it. She won like 15 grand, you know, in a 1992 episode. So think about that. That's some serious Skrilla right there.
I know. I didn't do the math on that one, you guys.
I'm sorry. That's all right. I mean, figure double at least. So she probably made like 50 G's.
Yeah, man.
You know, today's money.
She's like, fuck you. I got money now. And I'll find some other dude too.
Yeah, she knew, you know.
Well, I mean, Wesley Snipes' wife tells her to leave him anyway. She's like, your problem is your boyfriend.
Which is the truth. I mean, it's the, you know, honest truth.
Yes. Yeah. So,
are we going to talk about her?
Hold on, I got a couple more.
More Rosies?
Rosie fun facts.
Bring it.
Okay. So she was seriously injured. She seriously injured her neck and her hips while she was on Law & Order SVU in 2009 and had to have surgery. Wow. I don't know exactly what. And to be honest with you, I do remember her on there, but I don't remember the episode. But everybody's been on Law and Order. Like, that's not easy.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Doom, 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 doom. Bow, wow. We should watch that after. I love fucking Law and Order.
I'm down. Sam Waterston, you kidding me? That motherfucker.
Okay, so
he always knows how to put motherfuckers down. He knows. He knows.
Always. I am all about Benson, Detective Benson.
Mm.
And I love Detective Tutuola.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice-T.
Hell yeah.
He's become a better actor now.
He's gotten much better.
Much
years,
better.
For sure.
Much better.
Yeah.
But his character is funny.
Hey, New Jack.
New Jack. New Jack.
Yeah,
new
he
Jack.
Was a New Jack.
Hustler. Yeah.
He was good in New Jack.
And he was. And you wouldn't think that he would be the cop, but he does such a good.
Well, he's the perfect unsuspecting character.
Yeah, yeah. And I like where he's like, oh. I want to shoot you so bad, my dick's hot. He's just like so amped. Okay, back to Rosie though.
Yes.
She was appointed to the presidential advisory court on the HIV and AIDS platform, I guess, by Obama in 2010. And she accepted this in a wheelchair and a neck brace after her surgery.
Wow.
Because she's a straight motherfucking G.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll give her G's status on that one.
I absolutely love her in Pineapple Express. That's probably, The Right Thing in Pineapple Express are probably my two faves.
Mookie.
And she's just so, she's just, anything that she's in, she demands attention. Her voice is, you can hear her voice and not see her face and know that that's her.
Absolutely.
I was watching Cleveland Show. And she's in the Cleveland Show, her voice is.
And you knew.
And I knew. Right she even sings a song in it about being like Mexican or something like that. And I was like, that's Rosie. I know that bitch's voice.
Gotta love that.
Can you do an impression of it?
Of her?
Yeah. I guess you just did. You did the Mookie.
Yeah.
That's the bet. That's what you got. I have nothing. I tried last week and it was
like, all right, hold on a sec. I do have a quote from her.
That I can't ever.
Which is my favorite quote of the film, I guess.
Oh my God, what's your favorite quote of the film?
So this is Rosie.
Let me hear it.
Talking to Woody Harrelson. Sometimes when you win, you really lose. And sometimes when you lose, you really win. And sometimes when you win or lose, you actually tie. And sometimes when you tie, you actually win or lose.
Winning and losing is all one big organic globule from which one extracts what one needs.
That wasn't bad.
That was pretty terrible.
That was, I mean, but
for a guy doing a Rosie Perez,
it was better than my Rosie.
Give you a little bit of it.
I mean, hey, I feel you.
Maybe back in the day, I could give a little bit more, but you know, I'm only in this octave now. Like, I can't get up that high.
Billy, that was
you stupid, Billy.
You stupid. Oh my God.
Why are you so stupid, Billy?
He is stupid. I love how she like didn't get you. I'm gonna get my money. He's all trying to stop her.
She's straight gangster the whole time. Well,
she's like
except for when she wants to run away.
She's like the fucking apartment's on fire.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting my money. They're on the bus. He's Billy? Like, come on, please, please don't go, please. She's like, he's in the jungle, right?
Yeah.
And she fucking
Crenshaw.
She went into the jungle and not even fucking scared. I have dropped people off in Uber and at night there and have been a little wary. Just a little bit, yeah.
And you're from here. Like, yes. This is your city.
It's called the fucking jungle.
I get it.
Welcome to the jungle.
Hey.
They do not have fun in games.
Well, speaking of, for another part of this, you know, the behind the scenes part of the film. So the Fruit of Islam got hired by the producers or whatever to actually go into all the bad areas of
of LA. They had to pay him off?
I guess to pay him off to keep the peace, make sure that, you know, crew members didn't get fucked up.
That does happen a lot.
Yeah, that happens a lot. But like that you know, when I was doing my research, it said that the Fruit of Islam.
I guess they run.
That was their.
They run over there.
Hey,
I mean, we talked about that in The Warriors, about how they went to filming areas and they did not pay for certain spots. And they got fucked up. They got, like, pissed on. And people were just not about it. So, yeah.
Hey, turf wars are a big thing.
Movies, I mean, when they want to get in there, real in there, they do have to pay to be in there. And you got to pay
the price one way or the other.
Yeah, and a lot of the times they end up having the gang members they have to pay as extras.
Yeah.
To get that featured
extras.
Yeah.
Like Training Day.
Yes, exactly.
You know there were some real gangsters.
Oh, yeah, no, they used a lot of use a lot of people when they're in the jungle there too, yeah.
I know.
And they use a lot of real people, and that's where Terry Crews got his start. Did you know that? Training Day? Terry Crews.
That was the beginning of Terry Crews. I thought he was around before that.
Terry Crews was doing not really anything.
He was being muscly.
And his friend was working on Training Day and was like, yo, just come out and come see me, you know, hang out or whatever. And he came out and the director was like, you are a big motherfucker. Like, we could use you. Do you want to, like, be an extra? It's like, yeah, yeah.
He's a good one to pick for sure.
Yeah, and you see him. Just he's standing on the
there looking menacing.
He's on the roof. He's the bird man. He claps and he calls for.
He was the hootie who?
He's the hootie who.
He was the hootie who.
And he, yeah, so.
That's too funny.
Yeah, he has no speaking lines. You could see him standing behind Denzel Washington when he's making his whole big ass speech. Like, King Kong ain't got shit on me.
All over the place. Yeah,
Terry Crews sitting there like looking at him like he's about to fuck him up. Like. Yeah, and Terry was like, after the first day, they were like, just keep coming back. We'll find something. And, you know, just he got nothing for that movie.
Other than his career.
Other than his career.
Mm-hmm. So that just goes to show all those actors out there.
Yep.
You know, do something for free sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I know all of you do.
So, real actors and filmmakers are like, everything
so
I do.
So do one more for free.
Everybody's like, I do everything for free.
I know, hey.
Okay, let me give you some Jeopardy. You want to hear some Jeopardy before we move on?
Yeah.
Jeopardy has been around since like the mid-60s. It started off as like a daytime game show.
Really?
And then in the 70s, it was moved to primetime.
I did not know that.
There you go, a little fun fact.
That's a great fun fact.
Another fun fact was the writer, was trying to, he wrote the script really quickly.
Yeah.
But then when he went back and read it, he realized that like Rosie really didn't have anything of her own. Gloria, her character, Gloria didn't really have anything of her own in the movie. So he didn't want her to have to be wrapped up in what the men are doing.
And that's something that he does in a lot of his movies. He doesn't want the women to rely on the men.
And he said that.
It's very cool.
And I love that too.
Yeah.
And then he said he was talking to some of his friends or whatever, and they were like, why don't you make her like go on Jeopardy or want to be on Jeopardy?
No, it was actually, I know what you're talking about. I was reading about it too. Like, he was at a party and someone's aspiration was to be on Jeopardy.
Oh, that's what it was.
So
he was like, that's a good idea. He's like,
that's actually pretty smart.
That's a good idea.
And I think it's like quoted as being like a true Hollywood story. Like,
yeah.
The fact that they used it and the fact that it works so well.
Like, it works because otherwise, what is she doing all day?
Just hanging out, like waiting for him.
Then,
you know?
Then maybe the storyline of her being more of a drunk could have fell in, but then it would have just made her look bad.
Sure.
Them looking like
she was the responsible one.
She was the one who's like keeping the money in order and
keeping the house in order.
Keeping the house in order.
Billy was a little kid.
He was. You know? So that's a little bit of Jeopardy fun fact.
And another Jeopardy fun fact.
Oh, give it to me.
So,
but you have to say it as in a question.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that right
now. Okay, never mind.
So after the film, 5 years later, they actually came up with the category foods with the letter Q.
Because of her?
Because of her.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So anyone that hasn't seen the film, again, she's on Jeopardy, and there's this one point where
she studies.
She studies all the time, so Woody comes home and loses all this money. And she's like, oh, God, are you fucking kidding me, Billy? Like, I've been working on natural disasters and foods with the letter Q.
Go with the foods that start with the letter Q, please.
You know, and something else. I forget what it was. Presidential assassination or something. And basically everything that she had been studying were all the questions on Jeopardy. And that's why she killed it. Like, she just fucking, she goes through it all.
It was like,
yeah.
Something, I don't remember. It was a quail, but
what
I don't
remember. What is a quail? What is a quiche?
Quiche.
What is a quince?
Quince.
What is a quahog?
She fucking, double Jeopardy.
She was crushing it. She knew the Popes.
She did. All that. She did. She killed it. So that's why I think that she stayed on there for like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to move on?
Yeah.
Oh, let me give you just like a random fun fact. You ready for just a random fun fact?
I hope it's the same fun fact I'm thinking of right now.
I don't know.
Yeah, bring it on.
This is one of Stanley Kubrick's favorite movie. Was that what you were thinking?
That is my favorite fun fact.
We are on the same.
And it was weird because I read this fun fact and then I'm like, whatever. Like any asshole could put this up on IMDb. But then I looked it up a little bit more and it was actually confirmed by his daughter. Confirmed? Yeah, yeah.
And you would not think that.
So according to his famous, or according to the famous director's daughter, he liked White Men Can't Jump and apparently enjoyed the comedies Modern Romance and The Jerk.
I love The Jerk. That's,
who doesn't?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Modern Romance. What's that one? I've never heard of that.
That shit. Yeah.
And The Shining is one of my favorite movies, so thank you.
Well, yeah. I mean, how do you go wrong with that?
Thank you, Stanley. I don't know. I read that and I was like, we're talking about the same person?
No, it's an Albert Brooks film.
Hmm.
I like Albert Brooks.
1981? I've never seen it.
Yeah.
He has a little Jufro going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of dig it.
All right. So, do you want to move on to the next lady in this movie?
Sure.
Tyra Farrell. Right?
Yeah, okay. Farrell.
Mm-hmm. She is from Houston, Texas. And she has been in some good-ass movies, especially some good hood movies. So if you are into hood movies, you've definitely seen her in Boys in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Ricky's young-ass mom. And her crying scene in that is just like, it gets me every fucking time. Every time when they bring him in. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
Ugh.
I'm thinking about it and trying to hold the tears back.
Right? Ugh. And that came out in 1991, so that's a year before this. So, and she was also in Poetic Justice in 1993, which is also a fucking great movie.
Janet.
Where we get to see sexy ass Janet and sexy ass Tupac.
I was listening to Tupac today. Mm.
Yeah. He's just so before his time.
Yeah.
He's just before his time. And like I always like to mention, she had a little stint on ER. A lot of people come from ER.
Mm-hmm.
And she is on Empire right now. I don't know if she still is on Empire.
But she was. Yeah.
She had quite a few episodes. I only watched the first two seasons, so I'm not caught up. My parents are. They watch that shit weekly, but yeah. I'm not.
You're on top of it.
I'm not.
That's what's up.
But they do have a song called Bottomless Mimosas, and you know mimosas are my fucking drink. And anytime I'm going to brunch and I'm on my way to brunch, I put it on when I know I'm about to get bottomless mimosas.
It's because you're usually drinking a bottle of champagne on the way there.
Don't tell my secret.
I forgot about the camera and the mic.
Are you guys here? Yeah. So, do you have anything else? I didn't really find much fun facts on her. She is a journeyman actor, I will say. She doesn't have a big name, but you know her face. And she always does good whenever she does them. She's like a no-nonsense bitch always.
Yeah, she always does kind of bring it. Mm-hmm. But I do know, I mean, the fun fact parts that I know are the people who didn't get the role.
All right, who did not get the role?
Halle Berry, Angela Bassett.
Angela?
Yeah.
She beat out Angela Bassett?
Yeah.
She might have been too old.
Angela Bassett looks just like 25 now.
I know.
You're talking about being too fucking old.
I don't know.
Angela, if you're listening, I'm watching.
I don't think you're old at all, Ange. I think you're a fucking vampire. Yeah. And you're 172 years old. I believe that.
We can hang out.
She's gorgeous. Well, she plays the mom in Boys in the Hood. I guess she also plays mom in Boys in the Hood.
Yeah. Well, that's my fun facts of Rhonda.
I don't see Halle Berry. That one I don't. But around that time, maybe, because she was like more of the grittier roles than she does now. Like, you know, still, yeah.
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. I still think it's good.
I still think it was good casting.
Yeah.
Still think it was good casting. But Angela Bassett, bitch. Yeah. She beat out Angela?
Yeah, guns and all.
Dang.
She's the Guns of Navarone.
Yes. Yes. She fucking is. Okay. So let's move on. And I'm just going to mix it all together because Woody and Wesley, we've already talked about them. Yeah. And we're just going to talk about them in this movie and a couple of fun facts about this movie. So there were people. Do you know who were offered the role of Billy?
I do.
We have Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, but couldn't play basketball.
I don't see him playing basketball either.
Yeah, me neither.
We have David
Duchovny.
Duchovny, yes.
Who is X-Files.
X-Files, that's who he is.
Yeah. He's also in Twin Peaks, too. Don't forget about that.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. He was the cross-dresser in that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. That's right. And we have Charlie Sheen. Yes.
Yeah.
for the role. And Charlie Sheen was the front runner for this role.
They wanted, but he said he didn't connect with basketball.
He said he didn't connect with basketball.
He baseball, said, he knew that he would have a fun time on the show.
That's because baseball, he just has to stand there and like hit a ball and, or not hit a ball and they just make it look like it. Basketball, well, you can't fake it. But
he was a pitcher in Major League. And guess who else was in Major League?
Wesley Snipes. Only the first one.
Willie Mays Hayes.
Yep. He's not in the second one.
No.
But maybe because of this movie? I don't know. I think it might have been. Like, I think he wanted too much money or he was filming something else. I can't remember what it was. But, yeah. Charlie said that he didn't think it was going to be fun and he couldn't connect to it. Which I am glad because I don't think that that motherfucker
would. I can't think of anyone else playing Billy Horace.
I just don't believe him being a basketball player.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play basketball, but.
Maybe like Teen Wolf. He wasn't in Teen Wolf, I know that. But what I'm saying is like, I could see.
It would look more like a Teen Wolf. Charlie
Sheen in Teen Wolf. The Teen Wolf.
That's because when you put on the suit, you could have somebody else do it.
I guess so.
I just don't see him as an athlete. I mean, even baseball, I don't really see him.
No, but baseball, come on. Pitchers, you could eat and drink and be fat.
That's
and,
true.
Yeah.
Do you know who was wanted for Sydney? I'm just going to tell you.
Oh, I know.
Fox wanted, say it.
Denzel.
Yeah, they wanted Mr. Denzel Washington. But I also don't know how that would be either. Because, I mean.
Seriously? Hey, I love Wesley Snipes in this role.
But you'd rather have Denzel?
No, I wouldn't rather have Denzel, but how could you ever act like Denzel might not bring it? That's the intangible.
Skill-wise.
That's the intangible.
That's not true, because he does show some skills in He's Got Game.
I know.
You're right. Okay, so I could see that. And he was older in that one. He wasn't even 92 Denzel.
Well, in 92, I mean, he was probably
doing
Philadelphia.
I feel like that's later.
Well, I think it came out in like 94 or something.
Yeah.
So, which means they were probably shooting it in 92 or 93. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. We could speculate on shit like that.
I mean, I guess you're right. He could.
Oh, you kidding me?
And hearing him do like the
Paul's mama like, joke. If there's two people I'd ever want to save me in a movie, it'd be Paul Newman or Denzel. Because they're going to get me.
I want.
That's all I'm saying.
I want either one because either one of those I will sleep with both of them. They're gorgeous men.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I don't doubt.
Dude, you're talking about sexy ass Paul Newman? Get the fuck.
Philadelphia was 93, so it's a good possibility they were.
He was getting ready for that.
Yeah, and Malcolm X was in 92.
Ooh. Oh, that's what he was doing.
Mo' Better Blues, well, that's 90, so whatever, that's not
right. But Mo' Better Blues also had Wesley Snipes in it.
Yeah, and he was doing the Pelican Brief in 93, so he was pretty booked up.
Damn,
so.
I bet that Malcolm X, because it took a long time for them to film it.
It's a long movie.
It's a long movie, and they ran out of cash and stuff, and
yeah,
it took a minute. So, okay, all right. Denzel, I'm glad. If I had a choice between this movie and Malcolm X, you did a good choice.
It's a good call.
Good call.
Maybe the stars aligning.
Good call. So, Woody Harrelson, he played some basketball in college, and the producers hired Bob Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah. From from Pittsburgh? Or
Pistons.
The Pistons? As a coach for Woody so that he could get better. And he bragged about being... He's like, you know, Bob, I used to be pretty good in high school. I mean, college, you know. I was a shit. And he's like, yeah, okay. Let's do a one-on-one. And Woody said that that was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to him in his life.
Yeah.
Was getting bait in 15 minutes. So he is a good basketball player, just not as good as professional basketball players. Yeah. But I did read that Wesley and Woody, they reached a skill level to start in an NCAA Division III team. Now, is that good?
A Division III team? I mean, hey, if you're in any NCAA division, especially for an actor that isn't an athlete, yeah. You kidding me?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, Division III isn't good.
It's not Division
I. By any means, but guess what? This dude isn't playing Division III anything. Mm-hmm. You know?
So what you're saying is they're going to whoop our ass on the court.
Oh, they would kill us, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They're old now. We might be able to.
I don't know. Woody's in
the
whole bunch of Eastern stuff. Like, he's probably real limber.
Yeah. You know. They are both a fit. Damn it.
Wait, is Wesley out of jail?
Yeah, he's out of jail. Okay, good. Wesley's free. He paid his debt to society. Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I do love them too.
You guys, we're at that part of the show where our brains are mush from the drinking. So
I need another one.
I got you.
All right.
I got you. But I did also read that Woody is a better player than Wesley in real life.
Yeah.
Even though they made him seem like they were equals.
Which is weird because, well, not weird. It was kind of appropriate because, like, they talk about in the movie that, you know, Woody would rather lose and play, you know, look bad and win than look good and lose.
He's like, that's the problem with you black people. You rather look good and lose instead of just look bad and win or something like that.
Yeah, and Snipes always takes offense to it. But, like, that is truly the epitome of Snipes' character, you know, the Expendables.
Expendables, thank you.
I did enjoy the Expendables.
You did?
Yeah.
I only watched the first one, and then...
Hey, for what? If anyone's looking for something profound, then...
I'm not dogging it. You're
looking in the wrong place.
Not dogging it, but I'm just saying that it's a bunch of old guys that in the 80s and 90s were kicking ass.
Yeah.
Oh, Terry Crews is in that too.
Yeah. True. Yeah, but I mean, I loved all those old action movies.
Yeah, so, me too.
Even if it's not that great, it's still...
Jean-Claude Van Damme, right? He's in one of them. He was a bad guy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, the JCVD, you see that before? We're going off on tangents now.
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, JCVD. They made a movie with his initials.
No.
And he plays himself. It gets into some like weird predicament where like he, as Jean-Claude Van Damme, needs to clear his name.
What?
All right.
We'll have to find this.
I have a feeling that this episode is going to be done in the next, you know, 15 or so minutes, and maybe we'll watch some JCVD.
We'll have to find that.
It might be tough.
Okay.
Not tough. Oh my God, I was about to have a drink. I didn't get any of the cherry juice or any cherries.
I didn't give you a cherry juice?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you can have two cherries.
Hey, the way I like it.
Boom. Okay. Let's share. So this movie is such a good movie. The basketball skills, the filming of it, on the court, is very fast paced, but it doesn't look like they sped it up. Like, you know what I mean? It looks like that's...
Do you want to know why?
Why? They slowed it down?
No, they didn't slow it down. I mean, hey, I don't think so. It all seems pretty true. But so Ron Shelton, the writer-director... actually had everyone play against each other and like and actually wanted the competition out of it, like, you know, so these dudes were really playing hard against each other.
It wasn't fake,
you know. I mean, hey, movies are movies, we figure that out. Like, all you gotta do is cut to the hoop where the ball goes in, and doesn't matter what the fuck you do beforehand. Yeah. So there's a lot of dancing around, a lot of, like, you know, flash. Hey man,
if Air Bud, they could make a dog look he's fucking playing basketball.
I was gonna drop that one on you too, you know, when I couldn't do Blue Chips. I was like, alright, fucking Air Bud. Ernest,
if you were real serious on it, we were also talking about doing basketball.
Yeah, but it kind of like, you know.
But that kind of works because it's baseball is about to start.
That's true. It was dancing the line. And speaking of baseball, before we end, I know I got to give a shout out to the Phillies.
Get it.
They just signed Bryce Harper today for like $330 million.
Burr, burr, burr.
Dude's making some bank. So, hey, good for him.
Can someone pay me a lot of money to do something? I'll do it if it's not... illegal or dirty.
Yeah, I know you would. I would too.
And I'd be good at it. So Wesley and Woody, they had to train every day, all day, and watch old game footage to like learn tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
So that they can do the behind the back.
No, absolutely. Stuff. I mean, hey, like the thing about it is, like, even because, you know, Wesley Snipes couldn't pull up a jumper, you know, didn't
But
mean
did that. He really slam he, dunk? Is that real?
Oh, it's undeniable. I mean, the shot doesn't cut.
That's
like,
true.
Like, we see Woody do his thing, and of course there's some cuts, so, like, you know, you can make believe.
That's what I'm saying. Not.
No, but you
or see... Or is the hoop... Was the hoop low?
No. I was reading about that, too, and, like, the hoop wasn't low. And he literally takes, like, three steps and just jumps straight up and then pulls his head through the rim.
My God.
I mean, hey, you have more Michael power
Jordan,
to him.
What the hell?
Well, exactly. I mean, Jordan wasn't a huge dude.
What?
A lot of guys can dunk that aren't huge.
I guess.
You know, just got... I don't know. I can't do it. Because this white man can't jump.
White man can't jump. What's your favorite scene in this movie? Did you already talk about it?
My favorite scene? No, I don't think we talked about it. And I don't know if I actually have. I mean, the Jeopardy part. The Jeopardy part is definitely my favorite.
That is a good one.
I mean, I don't know. Like, she just fucking kills it.
I like when Woody comes in and he's like trying to sing to her the glorious song.
Oh, yeah.
That was cute.
Let's
go
back in.
Yeah.
And then he fucks it up for himself. Yeah.
But the tournament is probably my favorite, where he's getting everybody all riled up.
Oh, getting talking it, shit.
Talking shit the whole time to everybody. And he's like, I'm getting them mad because most players can't play when they're mad, you know, getting in their heads. And he's even ends up getting into, like, kind of Sydney's.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh. He kind of gets into Sydney's head, like, a little bit. But that's why he has to pull him aside. And he's like, yo, you're embarrassing me, dude. Knock this shit off. Like, yeah. These are like, I still got to play with these dudes, like, tomorrow.
All the time.
Are you ready for my last fun fact?
Yes, of course.
When you, like, lean close to the mic like that, you remind me of, like, who is it? Jackie Brown.
A Jackie Brown. My favorite Tarantino movie.
My favorite Tarantino movie. You actually gave it to me on DVD, too.
I still haven't gotten it back.
No, you gave it to me. You had two.
Oh, and Dancer in the Dark.
So that one you haven't got back. And I told myself I was going to bring it today, and I fucking forgot.
It's only been 4 years.
But Joe used to live in Lower Haight.
Yeah.
And he in San Francisco, and he had a buzzer where you had to, like, who the fuck is this? And you had to talk. And legitly, I would always say, Jackie Brown. And they knew that was me.
Cause that's
true. I was coming up. Or I would just yell at his window if it was open.
I mean, and basically, we would fuck with everyone and wouldn't let a lot of people in. I mean, we would, but, you know, over some time. But anytime we heard Jackie Brown,
you can't
leave Jackie waiting.
Otherwise, I'm coming in and I'm fucking shit up.
It's true. Street life.
It's the only life I know. Oh, I can't wait to do that movie. Mm. We only done Pulp Fiction.
So,
yes. Right. And we're drinking screwdrivers.
Okay.
Right? That's what Samuel Jackson drinks.
Or some Max Cherries.
Ooh, cherry bail bombs.
Yeah, we do like cherry. We've been drinking and eating lots of cherries.
We put cherries in a lot of our drinks. We're like stocked up with this shit.
Okay, good.
Okay, so here's our last fun fact. So some of the translations for this movie, like in different countries. I love when I find these things. This makes me laugh. Okay, so they're kind of funny. Like, can't jump is translated to can't score, or can't score a goal,
or can't put it in, right?
White men can't put it in is like the last one, which I thought it was so funny.
Yeah,
that there is somewhere in the world that they are like, you know what my favorite movie is? White men can't put it in. That is just too. It's just too much. I fucking love it though.
Now I have to.
Is there? Are you looking up somebody?
I'm looking to see, like, where...
Where white man can't put it in comes from?
Nah,
I don't know.
We're not going to find it quickly, so...
So, yeah. It's time... Do you know what time it is?
No.
It's time for Z for the people.
Love it.
I told you there's theme songs. Z for the people is where we pair a charity with the movie. And I found one. It's called Next Basketball Foundation. It helps youth athletes shift their ideas from violence and, like, hard stuff in the world to thinking more of being a team and focusing on your confidence and helping kids not feel, not so much the competitiveness of playing basketball or a sport, but more feeling the fun and learning fundamentals from it. So
that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. If you would like to coach or put your kid in it, get involved, go to nextbasketball.org and you can donate money there if you'd like to or whatever.
I mean, I would have to donate because I can't.
You can't coach?
I can't offer my. Oh, I can coach, but I mean.
You ain't got no kids.
How am I going to coach some kid if I can't play basketball? So, I can play basketball, but I'm always down for the pick and roll.
There you go.
I'm the pick. Oh. For sure.
Okay, so I asked all of my guests this one question. Mm. What is your favorite Hollywood close encounter? And make it good.
Favorite Hollywood close encounter?
Yeah, you meeting a celebrity of some sort, and it's not just like, hey, I walked down the street and I saw Bill Burr, and I was like, hey, and then you're like, hey, and like that was it.
Well, that happened with Alicia Silverstone the other day.
Really?
Outside a comic book shop.
She was at a comic book shop?
Or at least she was hanging out with someone outside of a comic book shop.
And you just looked at you like, hey.
I was staring at her ass.
She got a nice movie.
And she turned around and was like, oh shit, it's Alicia Silverstone.
I knew that ass.
Yeah, no. No, but my favorite, I don't know. I actually worked the art department for a film in San Francisco, and Christopher Lloyd was the lead. And I love Chris. He was a cool guy that, like, you know, never complained about anything. And, like, you know, we'd just sit there and hang out and talk and smoke cigarettes. And, you know, he was real shit. I don't know. Probably one of the coolest ones. And then I got starstruck once, but that was F. Gary Gray. And
I mean, that's a good reason. I mean, if you're a big cinephile, you might be excited.
Yeah, if you're a big cinephile, sure. I mean, like, I love his films. But, yeah, I mean, I've met a whole bunch of other cool people. And I don't know. Like, it never really got to me. Ooh, I'm sorry. Betty White.
Ooh!
I was Betty White's bodyguard for a couple hours.
Please, no photos of Betty White. Don't make me have to.
It wasn't even photos. Like, I think photos were even allowed, just no one could talk to her.
Please do not speak a word to Betty White. She is meditating.
Yeah, and I got to talk to her, and, you know, like, the two of us talked when no one else was allowed to talk to her. And she was super cool and super tiny and reminded me of
someone's bubby.
Yeah, no. I mean, she reminded me of my own. You know, I love
I'd
Betty.
Be like, I love Rose, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She is so dumb and funny.
All I wanted to say was thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
I couldn't do it, though.
Travel around the world and back again. I'm singing that to you, Joe. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. Doom, doom, doom. And if you threw a party, he invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. Doom, 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 doom. Fucking love that show. That's a good close encounter.
Tarantino was on Golden Girls.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've watched all of them. I don't. Wait. Oh, I do. He was an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was bad too.
He was, but he was hey. He was filling himself.
He was into it. I'll give him that.
He gets into any character that he does. That's a good close encounter. I like that.
Yeah.
So you guys. Please email us your Hollywood Close Encounters, any movies you want to hear us talk about, any drinks you want us to feature, and if you want to be nice, send us some alcohol. So email us at lightscameracocktailnos@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And you can follow us on Instagram because we Instant Live today. Insta. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Lights, Camera, Cocktail Podcast. And it's time for the scene. You ready?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about it.
I sent it to you, but it's on my phone, and I don't have a phone.
Here. I can pull it.
It is this movie that we are going to be quoting is going to be Jason's pick for next week. So even though he is not here, we going to set us up for next week. Which I'm kind of jelly because I personally was going to pick this movie. Anyway, so we going to do this. All right, we could do it a couple times because we have not read this at all.
No, and I honestly haven't seen this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I know that it exists and I've seen trailers for it and stuff. Yeah, but,
He doesn't know what we're doing, but you know who you are. Absolutely. Channel him. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Cue. You are so fine. I've been wanting to get with you. Take me to the spring dance and I promise I'll leave you satisfied. Ugh, what a hoe.
Why she gotta be a hoe?
Because
she wants to get with me?
she's a hoe because she's sending her coochie through the mail. I mean, she's not saying you're a nice guy and I want to get to know you. She's saying I want a bone.
At least she's honest.
Yeah, an honest tramp ass hoe. But then I guess you'll stick your thing in anything.
My thing? Didn't know you cared about it.
I don't.
Who are you going to the dance with anyways? Spalding?
Who's Spalding?
It's basketball.
Shut up. It is a basketball. That was pretty good.
Shut up.
Shut up. That was good.
That was good.
High five.
Yeah.
I haven't acted with you
Cole
in a minute.
Reed. Cole Reed from a non-actor right here.
Yes.
Bud.
Yes. So, oh my God, we fucking did it without Jason. Oh my God, this whole thing didn't explode and ruin everything. This is amazing.
It's going to explode soon. You know why?
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I thought you know.
I'm fucking hungry, though.
I'm hungry, too.
So, thank you for tuning in. And we will see you next week on Lights, Camera, Cocktails. There you go. You were a little late, but I like
was.
That. You want to do it again?
Hey, I'm like, you know, 4 cocktails, 5 cocktails.
Lights, camera, cocktails.
I had to. You want to do a real one?
You're fired.
All right,
here we go. Lights, camera, cocktails. Yes. Yo mama so fat. She
broke her leg and gravy poured out. On that note.
We out.
If you're driving, don't drink. And if you're drinking,
don't drive. All right.